Welcome to the Jamaican Bible Remix. It's a remix of the Jamaican New Testament published in 2012. Remix audio from the Jamaican New Testament with black urban music from Britain. And we provide a social and political theological commentary on the audio. So when you mix it all together, you end up with a powerful sonic fiction. You hear the Jamaican Bible come alive in the black urban context, and you hear the Bible relate to real life, social, political, historical, and cultural concerns. On another level, we're trying to demonstrate that translation is much more than grammar and syntax. It's also about communicating a people's worldview, their history, their hopes, and their aspirations. I guess you could say that we see language as being redemptive. To say the Jamaican language is redemptive is to affirm the way in which Africans who were captured found ways of keeping their language and their culture alive in the way that they spoke. But not everybody holds this view of the Jamaican language. For some, the Jamaican language is problematic.
This language, which is wholly false, which is a Jamaican patois.
But for others, it's a legitimate language. Legitimate language. A carefully retained expression of the history of the Africans on the island.
It is patois, our language. And a critical part of this translation is that our language is what makes us who we are.
Now, we're mixing this up from the location of the diaspora, the Jamaican diaspora in Britain. And as a diaspora, we have the gift of second sight. We live in two worlds. So we draw on ideas from the Caribbean, and we mix them with information, concerns, and experiences that we have here in Britain. This is a collaboration between 5AM Records, Tony Bean, Bible Society, me, Robert Beckford. On this album, we cover a variety of themes. All of them bound together by social justice.